But wherever we are, we should be trusting in the Lord. And in 1 Kings chapter 19, verses 9 through 18, we find Elijah still at a point in his life in which he was having difficulties. And as we know, he was very discouraged, and he was in a state of depression. And that's a term we use today. It's not a term that was used some years ago in preaching, but it's a valid term in the sense that he was depressed, and I like that term even better. He was depressed. There was problems in his life, and he had taken his eyes off of the Lord because of his circumstances that he found himself in. And we find him here again as we look tonight. Verse 9 of 1 Kings chapter 19, "And he came hither into the cave and lodged there. Behold, the word of the Lord came unto him, and he said unto him, What doest thou here, Elijah? And he said, I've been very zealous for the Lord God of hosts. For the children of Israel have forsaken thy covenant, have thrown down thine altars, and have slain the prophets with the sword, and I, even I only, am left. And they seek my life to take it away." You see, Jezebel had sworn that by the next afternoon that Elijah would be like the prophets of Baal. But God had spared him. He was running from Jezebel and her threats. And then in verse 11 he said, "Go forth and stand upon the mount before the Lord. Behold, the Lord passed by, and a great strong wind rent the mountains, and it broke pieces the rocks before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind. And after the wind, an earthquake. But the Lord was not in the earthquake. And after the earthquake, a fire. And the Lord was not in the fire. But after the fire, a still small voice. And it was so, when Elijah heard it, that he wrapped his face in his mantle, and he went out, and he stood in the evening, in the entering of the cave. And behold, there came a voice unto